relationship was good for was for him, and that's because I was a blind twat. I turned to place my empty on the bar, mainly to get Matt's hand off me without having to shrug it off. And when I turn back, Matt has moved from in front of me. It takes me a few seconds to piece together the events that are unfolding before my eyes, but when I do, I'm appalled. Jesse has him in a firm grip around his neck and pinned up against a pillar. Chapter 14.
Keep your fucking hands to yourself, Jesse snarls in a startled Matt's face.
Where did he come from? Oh, this is all I need on my night out, supposedly free from arrogant men, and now I have two.
Jesse, let go of him. He wasn't doing anything.
Matt looks at me gratefully, knowing I'm stretching the truth. I gently stroke Jesse's arm in an attempt to calm him down, ignoring his warm firmness. He looks like he could explode with anger.
Who the fuck is this?
He yells, making both Matt and me wince. I don't want to tell him. Jesus, he looks capable of murder.
What's going on?
Kate arrives next to me, quickly assessing the situation and gasping at the sight of my ex being restrained.
Oh. Jesse, let him go.
He doesn't appear to be listening. What am I supposed to do with this? I'm feeling derailed already, and he hasn't even looked at me yet. I can hardly walk away and leave Matt to bear the brunt of Jesse's unjustified rage, even if I do think he's a complete tosser. I'm beyond relieved when Sam turns up on the scene.
Sam, please sort your twat of a friend out.
I turn toward Kate.
Come on.
Kate's eyes light up like the Blackpool illuminations at Sam's unexpected arrival, and I hear Sam calmly coaxing Jesse from Matt's throat as I drag Kate away, heading for the dance floor.
What was all that about?
She asks.
Don't.
I groan. If I tell Kate what just went down, she'll probably fight Jesse off and choke Matt herself.
What happened to Greg?
Oh, he was a total dick. Come on. She takes over the lead.
Let's dance.
Tom and Victoria welcome us with waving arms as we join them on the dance floor, my earlier relaxed state hijacked and drowned out by unease. I've been thrown off completely by Jesse turning up, more so than Matt. After half an hour, and a string of some great tracks, I haven't seen or heard from Jesse. Sam must have ejected him, or maybe the doorman did. I couldn't care less about Matt. I'm free to resume the great night it had been up until Jesse crashed in, with any pangs of Jesse withdrawal now extinguished by his unreasonable behaviour. I signal to Kate that I'm going to the bar, smiling when she acknowledges with a shimmy and a laugh. As I wait to get served, that unease increases, and I know it's because he's still here. Every fine hair on the back of my neck prickles when I turn and see Jesse leaning against the very pillar he had Matt pinned up against not an hour ago. His severe stare is piercing me, while Sam and the other guy from the manor, Drew, are busy chatting and drinking. Jesse's not engaging in the conversation, though. No, he's standing there looking as angry as he did earlier, drilling holes right into me. The barman knocks my arm to get my attention, and I turn, accepting the drink being held across the bar. I pay him and try to leave, but I can't move. I can feel his eyes burning into my back. I know I should just walk away, but the magnet effect he has on me sets my body turning toward him instead. I'm instantly swallowed up by his eyes, completely immobilized. All I can think about is his voice, his smell, his touch. The unforgiving power he holds over me trumps my intelligence, and my heart is hammering a wild, uneven beat in my ears. He starts toward me, and I see Sam look in my direction as Jesse leaves their group, Drew flipping his eyes up too.
They both look uneasy at Jesse's obvious target. I momentarily recapture my senses when Sam grabs Jesse's arm to pull him back, but gets shoved out of the way. I plead with my legs to listen to the sensible side of my brain and take me away from here before my stupid side allows me to fall victim to his physical magnetism again. I abandon my drink on the bar and bolt through the crowd, knocking people out of the way as my retreat becomes fraught. Stumbling out onto the street, I waste no time trying to flag a taxi down, but when I hear him shouting after me, I make a desperate run for it instead. I don't get far. He captures me easily, lifting me clean from my feet before carting me into a close-by side street as I shout and bash my fists on his lower back. For what use it does. I'm lowered to my feet, and resting my back against the wall, I try to get some air into my lungs. I can't look at him. I'll cave. I need not to be in this fucking position. How did I get myself in this situation? Ava, look at me. I shake my head and make to escape, but I'm pinned in place with ease. God damn it, Ava!
Go away, please!
I whimper, pushing his hands away from me.
No! Fuck! Ava!
I just have to leave. He won't restrain me in such a public place. I need to walk away, block it out, block him out. But my second attempt to escape is just as fruitless as the first. I notice his rapid breathing, his black shirt lifting with the rise and fall of his chest. Then I desperately drop my stare to his jeans, knowing that if I look up at his handsome face, I'm at an instant disadvantage.
Ava, look at me,
he demands harshly. I clap my hands over my ears, lowering myself so I'm squatting on the floor.
Ava, why are you doing this?
He asks. I start humming in my head as I stare down at the floor, but then I feel his palms clamp around my wrists and he pulls my hands away from my ears.
I don't want to do this here, Ava.
Then don't. I try to regain possession of my hand. Please, just let me walk away. He slowly crouches down in front of me, still holding my wrists.
Never,
he whispers. The tears in my eyes spill over, splashing the tops of my bare knees.
Why are you doing this to me?
Releasing one of my hands, he clenches my jaw, pulling it up so I have no choice but to look at him. His eyes are glazed.
Doing what?
Oh, the asshole. His impudence knows no bounds. I use my free hand to roughly brush the dampness away from my cheeks, suddenly horrified that I am, yet again, crying all over him.
You persistently pursued me, bombarded me with calls and texts, fucked me into oblivion, and then stormed off for 4 days. I don't even know why.
I pull my other hand from his grasp. Now you turn up, trampling all over my night. He's the one to look away now, ashamed.
Watch your mouth,
he murmurs.
You asked for space.
But you weren't prepared to give it to me. What changed so suddenly?
I look at him, and he scowls at me, his frown line deep on his forehead. I can't cope with this. I stand up, leaving him crouching, but he reaches up and clasps behind my bare legs. The fear of his evocative touch is completely warranted. I'm immediately on guard as the heat emanating from his palms spreads like wildfire through my bloodstream.
Let me go, Jesse,
I grate, with all the firmness my quivering vocal cords will allow. He looks up at me.
No.
You seem to manage just fine on Tuesday.
He pushes himself up to his feet, sliding his palms up the backs of my legs as he does. It sparks a vicious bang between my legs.
I was mad,
he says quietly as he looms over me.
You're still mad.
I just found your ex-boyfriend dribbling all over you.
He wasn't dribbling, I retort, thanking everything holy that he didn't hear the conversation.
And how do you know who he is?
Because I strangled it out of him,
he yells.
You won't see him again, Ava.
I ignore his stupid demand. He has no right to enforce rules and regulations on me.
The fact that I'll go out of my way to avoid Matt is beside the point.
Did you know I would be here? I ask.
He stares down at me, but he doesn't answer.
You knew I would be here, didn't you?
I push.
Sam, he offers, completely unashamed.
Sam?
His face is poker straight.
He rang Kate.
The devious cow. I can't believe she's done this to me.
There will be some seriously strong words exchanged when I get my hands on her. I'm going to kiss you now.
It's that tone, and I know I'm doomed.
You're lucky, because if I had you anywhere else, you would be getting a reminder. Right about now.
I gasp as he takes the one step forward that's needed to close the gap between us, and with a wall behind me, there's no retreating space.
I like your dress,
he murmurs, stroking my bare arm with his fingertip.
It's too short, but I like it.
He leans down, nuzzling my neck on a groan. My knees buckle.
Damn him, and damn me too.
My eyes close without command, my head turning into his hot breath on my neck, my willpower scattered to the wind, just like that. It's impossible. He's impossible. I feel him crouch slightly, his arm creeping under my backside, and with one effortless pull, he straightens his legs and lifts me from the ground. I'm secure against his chest and looking down into glittering green eyes.
Game over. Do you have any idea what you do to me?
His husky voice breaks as he looks up at me.
I'm a fucking mess, Ava.
He's a mess.
He releases his grip on me slightly, causing me to slide down his body until our lips meet and I'm pushed up against the wall. I don't have time to be concerned by our location. I'm too busy searching for the willpower to stop this. His tongue brushes across the seam of my closed lips, tempting them open, and I'm furious with myself for responding. But I should know by now. It's unavoidable. I open to him like I always do, meeting his tongue with mine, clamping my hands in his hair. Groaning deep and low, he locks his free hand around the base of my neck to hold me in place as he pushes his body further into mine, our mouths fused and our tongues colliding, rolling and stabbing together. This is a possessive, demanding kiss, and I'm back to square one. With just one kiss, I've surrendered. I'm weak with this man. Helpless. Breaking away, he leaves me panting and feeling the violent rise of his chest pressing against my breastbone. His forehead meets mine, and my nostrils are instantly invaded with his minty breath.
There she is,
he pants surely. You've got me again. He smiles slightly, circling his nose with mine.
I've missed you, baby.
Why did you go then?
I've no idea.
He plants a lingering kiss on my lips and lets me slide down his body. I feel the undeniable hard ridge of an arousal as I slip past his groin and look up at him, finding a dark smile playing at the corners of his lips.
I should force you to sort this out.
He places his hand over his crutch and my eyes widen in shock. Fuck, I probably would as well. He bashes down all of my defenses and tramples my rational thinking. He has a frightening effect on me. But I'm not having you on your knees out here. We'll make friends properly later. I'm not sure if I'm disappointed or relieved. He holds his hand out on a smile, and of course I take it, letting him lead me back into the bar.
What do you want to drink?
He asks, tucking me under his arm and getting the barman's immediate attention when we arrive at the bar.
Zinfandel, please.
I inch closer to him. I can't get near enough. He gives me a quick scan over with his inquiring eyes, pursing his lips.
Your friends?
Kate's a wine, vodka and tonic for Victoria, and a piña colada for Tom. His eyes widen.
Tom?
I smile. You met him at Luso, remember? Realization dawns on his handsome face, and he shakes his head in dismay, releasing me and turning back to the barman, who's waiting patiently for Jesse to order the drinks. Kate and Tom approach us, laughing and eyeing me up, but I shoot her down by flashing her a look.
Jesse's ordered your drinks, I inform them.
Oh, a god and a gentleman, Tom gushes, blatantly eyeing up Jesse's ass. I don't blame him. It's a very attractive denim-clad ass. Jesse presents the drinks to Kate and Tom, and I watch in stunned silence as Kate leans in to give Jesse a kiss on his cheek. What is wrong with that woman? I'm even more shocked when Jesse smiles brightly at her before whispering something in her ear. What's going on? She turns, winks at me, and leads Tom back to the dance floor as Jesse hands me my wine, opening a bottle of water for himself. He slips his free arm around my waist to pull me close, and I look up at him questioningly.
Hey, my man!
Sam comes barreling over with Drew, both taking the beers that Jesse hands them.
Ava, where's the love?
He leans down so I can peck his cheek, flashing me his cute dimple as he does. Drew holds his bottle up as his hello, ever the shrewd, standoffish one. I smile and lean up to Jesse's ear.
I'm going to join the others.
He's with his mates, and this is supposed to be a girly night out. Tom doesn't count. He turns his face into my neck and steals a cheeky nuzzle, taking full advantage of my position.
I'll be watching,
he warns in my ear, nipping my lobe and slapping my backside. The soreness has abated, but there's still evidence of my tumble around in the back of Margot. I pull away and pout playfully, earning me a huge smile and a wink. Leaving him at the bar, I find the others on the dance floor, all happily lapping up the music and drinks. I laugh at Tom, who's in a world of his own, and as Justin Timberlake's Love Stoned comes through the speakers, I'm welcomed to the dance floor with gasps and whoops. In my semi-drunken state, I stupidly down my wine and discard my glass on the designated drinks ledge. If there was ever a track to pull me out of my despair, even if it's just for a few moments, it would be this one. The timing is impeccable. All bags are thrown unceremoniously into the middle. Justin shouts, "Hey!" and the crowd is thrown into a delirious frenzy. I'm happily enjoying some moves and laughs with Kate when I'm grabbed by the waist and spun around, finding Sam grinning at me and nodding over my shoulder.
"Here he comes. I hope you're ready for this," he says.
"What?" I shout over the music. Sam's grin widens, displaying his dimple at its deepest.
"He thinks he owns JT.
He clasps my shoulders, rotating me on the floor, and I spot Jesse striding toward me. I'm suddenly worried that he's going to cause a scene and drag me from the floor. For what I don't know,
but he's famous for flinging me over his shoulder as he pleases. I watch him nearing, slowing my movements down as I concentrate on his approach. I'm not sure what to make of this. His expression is dark and hungry, and I'm completely engrossed by his tall, lean body getting closer. By the time he's standing before me, as close as he can get but without touching me, I've stopped moving completely. My breathing is heavy as he snakes his arm around my waist and hauls me up to his body, prompting my hands to fly up and grasp his flexing biceps as he rests his forehead against mine.
You're going to get a lot of men dropped if you keep dancing like that. You like a bit of JT?
Yes, I breathe. He smiles that delicious, melt-worthy smile reserved only for women.
Me too.
He drops a kiss on my lips. Then, to my utter shock, he grasps my hand and flings me out on a spin before yanking me back into his arms. He's not going to dance, surely.
And it's the extended version.
I look at Sam, who rolls his eyes on a shrug, then back to Jesse, who has the biggest self-assured smirk on his face. He is going to dance. I don't know if it's the fact that I've drunk my own body weight in wine, or if it's Jesse's cocksure demeanor. It's probably the former. But whichever, it's got me performing an indecent shimmy down Jesse's body while my palms drag damn right obscenely from his chest all the way down to his thighs. There I am, squatting in front of him with my palms partly spanning the front of his magnificent thighs, looking up at the most handsome man I've ever laid my eyes on. My dress is probably riding up my bum cheeks in the crudest fashion, but I'm oblivious. All of my attention is on the godlike creature staring down at me with a filthy, promising look on his face. I smile boldly, making a point of smoothing my palms closer to his groin area, before slowly pushing myself up his body, ensuring maximum contact between us. As my face passes his groin, I run my nose up the fly of his jeans, feeling him shudder and jerk before he reaches down, grabs my arms, and hauls me up the rest of the way. My heart is hammering as he breathes in my ear, long, hot, heavy breaths. I should bend you over here and fuck you until you scream. That dress is absurd. I don't have the time to say, yes, please. I'm spun out, and I watch as Jesse makes a mockery of Mr. JT himself. I'm completely astonished at what's unfolding before my eyes. Jesse Ward can dance, and dance well. He moves around me, his rhythm flawless, drawing the attention of many delighted women. I snatch quick glances at the others, all sharing in Jesse's delight, and I laugh. I laugh at the sexy, confident, fluid movements that have come as such a pleasant surprise. This man doesn't only have moves in the bedroom. Does he do anything badly? Leaning into me, he gives me a teasing circle of his hips before he sends me on a full 360 spin under his arm, pulling me back into his chest and thrusting his hips into my lower stomach, his erection still evident. I cheekily reach down to stroke his denim-clad crotch, raising my eyebrows when he shakes his head in warning. He starts to lower himself down my body, grinning as he clasps my hips and I jerk. I look at him, watching me as he drifts down, landing on his knees in front of me, moving his glorious hips in time to the beat. All of his attention is on me and me alone, and nothing or no one else exists. I love that he has no misgivings. He doesn't care what anyone thinks. He's confident, masculine, and unashamed. It's refreshing. I'm falling really hard for this man, and I don't think there's much I can do about it,
or want to.
I glance at the others, seeing Sam flinging Kate around and Drew homing in on Victoria. Drew, in all his smart finery, seems a bit too up his own backside for sassy, sometimes a bit dense Victoria. But drink has clearly loosened him up, because he's laughing, and the suit jacket's been removed. Tom is just being Tom, throwing himself around like a deranged maniac. I turn my attention back to Jesse when he grasps my hips and plants a long, languid kiss on my stomach, gazing straight into my eyes, before springing to his feet in front of me and dropping his lips to mine. I wrap my arms around his neck, sighing into his mouth.
"It seems I have competition," he mumbles against my lips.
"Nope, you win." He pulls back, hitting me with his roguish grin.
"I've won, all right, lady."
He releases me, and I toss my hair over my shoulder, letting him take me on the floor. We move in complete harmony together. It's perfect.
He's perfect.
And all conflicting thoughts are forgotten as he drowns me in his attention. As the energetic beat slows down, drifting into the smooth, powerful drones of violins and a slow, intense beat, I'm short of breath and swathed in Jesse's body. He thrusts his thigh between my legs and sways us both to the echoes of the extended piece. I look up at his beautiful face as he sings to me, and I have a frightening moment of pure lucidity. Holy shit. I think I love this man. I know next to nothing about him, but despite my lack of knowledge, he's completely taken me. I can't fight this anymore. It just is. I lean up and place my lips on his, and within a few seconds, when he's moaned into my mouth and tightened his grip on me, we're entwined in a deep, passionate embrace. The music starts to fade out, drifting into another track, and I start leaning back in his arms. He bends with me, supporting my back, refusing to break the contact of our lips. Moaning disapprovingly, he finally and reluctantly breaks our kiss, but keeps me suspended. It's not uncomfortable. He's holding all of my weight, like I'm no more than a feather. His green eyes twinkle as they penetrate my heart and soul, and he lowers his face to mine so our lips brush lightly.
"You've got me, baby."
Well, that statement is just playing havoc with my drunken mind. I make my way from the dance floor with Jesse's palm placed in the small of my back, guiding me as he moves people out of the way with his spare arm. He leads me over to a tall table, but all the stools have been claimed elsewhere.
"Wait here."
He positions me by the table and wraps his palm around my neck, pulling me in and planting a kiss on my forehead.
"Don't move."
I dump my clutch on the table, watching him as he disappears into the crowd. But I don't have much time with my thoughts. It's probably a good thing, because I have no idea what to make of them. Kate and the others come crashing through the crowd, laughing and sweating, with Sam and Drew in tow. Sam eyes me on my own. "Where's Jesse?" I frown. "I don't know." I point in the direction that Jesse left in, just as he reappears back through the mass of people, carrying a bar stool over his head. He places it down on the ground.
"Sit,"
he commands, lifting me onto the stool.
"Drinks?"
he asks. Everyone nods, throwing their orders his way, leaving him looking slightly harassed as he leans in to listen to what everyone wants. Sam steps up to the plate.
"I'll give you a hand." "Yeah, I'm coming."
Drew follows Jesse and Sam to the bar, leaving the three remaining pairs of eyes on me.
"What?"
I ask.
I know what. My head is suddenly swimming in wine.
Kate arches a well-plucked eyebrow at me, folding her arms over her chest. "Looking a bit cozy," she fires. Tom strokes the oversized lapels of his coral shirt.
"Cozy? No, 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 that wasn't cozy. That was guaranteed hot sex tonight, darling."
He raises both hands, and Kate and Victoria comply, slapping a hand each in unison. I scowl lightly at Kate.
"Me and you later."
She inhales sharply.
"Oh, feisty."
"Did you see him move?"
Victoria pipes up.
"He weren't bad,"
Tom pouts, and we all laugh. Someone's stolen Tom's dance floor thunder.
"So," I'm firing this right back at Kate. "Talking of cozy,"
I nod at Sam as he walks back through the crowd, balancing three drinks between his hands.
"A bit of fun," she shrugs.
"And you?"
I look at Victoria.
She looks shocked.
"Me?"
"Yes, I saw you shaking your thing at Drew."
Tom throws his hands up in the air in exasperation.
"I'm a huffing gooseberry. I want to go to Route 60.
He turns to Victoria.
"Darling, please."
"No,"
she exclaims, and I don't blame her. It makes a change for Victoria to be having the male attention, possibly the action too. Sam plants the drinks on the table, and Drew follows suit, brushing suspiciously close to Victoria. She giggles, fluffing her hair. Sam grins.
"Wine for Kate?"
He bows as he hands her the glass.
"Vodka for Victoria? And I've no idea what this is, but it looks camp, so it must be yours."
Sam hands Tom a piña colada and a wink.
My gay friend blushes, a bright shade of red, and flops a limp wrist at Sam.
I don't believe it. For the first time in his life, Tom is rendered shy.
Oh, this is too good an opportunity to miss.
"Tom, your face is clashing with your shirt," I splutter through a helpless fit of laughter.
Everyone turns to stare at Tom, only serving to intensify his blush and subsequently his mortification. An eruption of howling laughter breaks out, prompting Tom to huff a few times before storming off.
"What's so funny?"
Jesse asks when he reaches us, placing my wine and a bottle of water on the table.
I can't talk. I'm still recovering from my fits of giggles, frantically wiping at my leaking eyes. "We've just found Tom's Achilles heel," Kate volunteers when she sees I'm no closer to composure.
Jesse looks perplexed as he gazes around at the recovering hyenas that he's returned to.
I see Sam shrug, swigging his beer.
"Sam," I offer through my abating giggles.
"Sam?" Jesse frowns.
Victoria jumps in.
"Tom fancies Sam," she cries cheerfully.
Jesse shakes his head and reaches for his water, undoing the screw cap and taking a swig.
"Here, have some."
He thrusts the bottle under my nose demandingly, and I take it willingly, despite the harshness of his demand. I'm feeling dehydration beginning to set in. I soon return to my wine, though, making quick work of the whole glass. I sit quietly, vaguely aware of conversation going on around me, but my head is suddenly very foggy. "That was the last drink you should never have." The voices begin to muffle, and double vision sets in. Yep, mission accomplished. I'm plastered. I feel Jesse's hand at the base of my neck, massaging me over my hair as he chats to Sam, and I close my eyes, absorbing his firm touch as he works my muscles for an eternity. When I open my eyes, he's leaning down, looking into my drunken eyes and shaking his head.
"Come on, lady, I'm taking you home."
I don't argue. I'm too drunk to do anything, even stand. I'm presented to everyone in turn, all of them planting a kiss on my cheek, while Jesse props me up. Once he's ensured I've said all my goodbyes, he guides me out of the bar and I'm ashamed to admit it. But if Jesse's arm wasn't wrapped around my waist holding me up, I would be flat on my face. The fresh air hits me, causing me to stagger slightly, but I'm swiftly scooped up from the pavement, feeling the familiar comfort of Jesse's chest against my cheek as he carries me to his car.
"You're not going to throw up on me, are you?"
he asks.
"No,"
I scoff on a slur.
"Are you sure?"
He laughs, and I feel the vibrations from his chest pass through me.
"I'm fine,"
I garble against his shirt. He sounds like my dad. Is he old enough to be my dad?
"Okay. A few seconds warning would be nice, though. I'm putting you in my car now."
"I'm not going to throw up," I insist. I feel myself being lowered into his car, and the sensation of cold leather on the back of my legs as I come to rest in the seat. He leans in over me and fastens my seatbelt, his fresh water smell and minty breath invading my nostrils. I recognize it, even in my inebriated state. As he pulls back, hovering in my line of sight, there are two of him. I try to focus, eventually homing in on a huge smile.
"You're adorable, even when you're legless."
He leans in, giving me a chaste kiss on my lips.
"You're coming home with me."
"You're bossy," I complain.
"Get used to it."
He starts the car, and the vibrations from the engine instantly play havoc with my wine-filled stomach. I hear him laugh to himself. "Jesse?"
"Yes, Ava."
"How old are you?"
I definitely hear him sigh. 25.
I really am very drunk, and car spin is beginning to set in, even though my eyes are closed. "It doesn't matter how old you are," I mumble.
"It doesn't?"
"No, it doesn't. Nothing matters. I still love you."
I hear a sharp intake of breath before I pass out.
Chapter 15. Ouch. I squint at the bombardment of light that's hammering at my sensitive eyes and snap them shut again, shuffling onto my side. I immediately realize that I'm not in my own bed. My eyes fly open, and I sit up. Oh, ouch! My hands grip my head to try and ease the pain, but short of shooting my brain out, nothing is going to alleviate the thumping. This is a non-curable hangover. I know it. I gaze around the room, recognizing my surroundings immediately. I'm in the master suite of Luso, but I'm at a total loss at how I came to be here. I've never been so drunk that my memory has failed me. I try retracing my night, instantly remembering the bar and Jesse. I grasp the bedding, lifting the sheets to look under the covers, finding I have my bra and knickers on, so I can't imagine any Jesse-style fucking went down. I smile. Oh, Lord, I need a toothbrush and some water pronto. I gingerly push myself up, untangling myself from the bedding as I go, reveling in the waft of Jesse's scent as it hits my nostrils. Every slight movement crashes into my poor head, and when I'm on my feet, standing in just my underwear, I stagger. I'm still drunk.
"And how is my lady Lush this morning?"
He saunters over to me, looking too fucking delicious in his tight white boxer shorts with his morning messy hair. I know I probably look awful with my loose hair and crusty makeup. "Terrible," I confess moodily. I hear him chuckle to himself. If I could coordinate my movements, I would swing at him. His arms wrap around me, and I'm thankful for the support, burying my head in his chest.
Do you want some breakfast?
He asks, stroking my hair. Even his soft rubs against my skull are unbearably loud, and I nearly vomit at the thought of food. He must feel my dry heaves and body jerks because he laughs again.
Just some water, then.
Please, I mumble into his chest.
Come here.
He scoops me up and carries me downstairs to the kitchen, placing me on the worktop gently.
Oh, shit, that's cold.
He laughs, easing his grip away slowly like he's afraid I might fall off.
I might. I feel god-awful.
I grab the edge of the worktop to steady myself and watch through half-open eyes as Jesse opens almost every cupboard in the kitchen before he finds the one with the glasses in it.
You don't know where you keep your own glasses.
He rummages through a drawer, pulling out a white sachet.
I am learning. My housekeeper tried to tell me, but I was a little distracted.
He rips open the sachet and tips it into a glass. The muscles of his back roll as he gets a bottle of water from the fridge, filling the glass quickly before walking back over to me.
Alka-Seltzer. It'll sort you out within half an hour. Drink.
I reach to take it from him, but my arms won't liaise with my brain, so without a word, he moves between my thighs and lifts the glass to my lips for me. I guzzle the lot.
More?
I shake my head.
I'm never drinking again,
I mumble, falling forward onto his chest.
That would please me to no end.
He strokes my back.
Promise me you won't get in that state when I'm not around to look after you.
Did we argue? I ask, remembering our dispute outside, but we were friends after that. He sighs.
No, I submitted power temporarily.
That must have been a challenge, I reply dryly. He reaches up, snapping my bra strap.
It was, but you're worth the effort.
He turns his face into me, kissing my hair before pulling back and focusing his stare on my semi-naked state.
I love you in lace,
he says softly, tracing the top of my knickers.
Shower?
I nod, wrapping my arms and legs around him as he slides me from the counter. I'm carried back through the penthouse, upstairs into the bathroom, and put on my feet outside the shower. I'm left feeling wobbly as he turns the shower on, and as soon as he's in front of me again, I flop forward onto his chest.
You are feeling sorry for yourself, aren't you?
He picks me up and places me on the vanity unit.
I have fond memories of you sat exactly here.
I frown to myself, but then realize our first sexual encounter happened in here, on the launch night of Luso. I look up into hazy green eyes staring down at me.
You finally got me where you wanted me, didn't you?
He cups his hand on my cheek.
It was always going to happen, Ava.
He grabs his toothbrush, squirts some toothpaste on, and runs it under the tap.
Open,
he orders. He sets about brushing my teeth gently, holding my jaw in his free hand. I watch him concentrate on his small, circling movements around my mouth as my dance floor revelation comes back to me, the moment that I finally admitted to myself that I have, most definitely, fallen in love with this man. I wasn't so drunk when that little realization crashed into my wine-drenched brain. I reach up to cup his stubbled cheek in my hand, and his eyes jump to mine, his lips parted ever so slightly. He stops brushing and turns his face into my palm, kissing it tenderly.
Yep, I love him.
Oh, God. What am I going to do?
Spit, he says quietly against my hand.
I drop my hand from his face and lean over the sink to rid my mouth of toothpaste before returning to face him.
Thank you,
I utter through my cracked voice. The corner of his mouth cocks into a half smile.
It's just as much for my benefit as it is for yours.
He leans in, kissing me soft and slow on the lips, his tongue sweeping through my mouth tenderly.
You're rubbish at hangovers. Is there anything I can do to make it better?
He pulls me off the unit, so I'm standing before him, and reaches around to clinch my bum, effectively holding me up.
Have you got a gun?
I ask him seriously. That would cure my pounding head. He laughs a proper belly laugh.
That bad, huh?
Yes. Why is it so funny?
It's not. I'm sorry.
He straightens his face and runs his middle finger down the side of my cheek.
I'm going to make it all better now.
Oh? Alcohol, quite clearly, has not killed off my libido, because every dehydrated nerve ending has just sprung to life. I must look hideous, and he's getting all fresh with me. He reaches around my back, unclasps my bra, and removes it before leaning down and giving each of my nipples a quick peck. They harden instantly under the brief contact from his lips, my breasts becoming heavy burdens on my chest. My body has been completely distracted from the after-effects of alcohol and is now buzzing all over in anticipation of his touch. As his head raises and his lips find mine, my hands slide up his arms and delve into his soft blonde mass of hair.
Oh, God, I've missed this.
It's only been 4 days, but I've missed it so much it frightens me.
You're addictive,
he breathes against my mouth.
We're going to make friends properly now.
Are we not friends? I ask. My voice is breathy and desperate.
Not properly, but we will be soon, baby.
A wave of tremors fly through me as he kisses my nose gently and drops to his knees in front of me, spanning my hips with his big palms, hooking his thumbs into the top of my knickers. I tense and wait, but he makes no attempt to remove them. I look down at him and watch him kneeling there, his forehead resting on my stomach as I weave my fingers through his dark blonde hair. We remain like this for an eternity, trapped in our own little dream state, just me watching him as he rolls his forehead across my tummy, back and forth. Eventually, he takes a deep breath and leans in, placing his lips below my belly button, letting them linger there for a few seconds, before slowly dragging my knickers down my legs. He taps my ankle, a wordless instruction to lift, and repeats the same on my other foot. I look down at him kneeling before me, his head lowered, and I know something's playing on his mind, so I tug on his hair to snap him out of his daydream, and he turns his face up to me, his eyes meeting mine. His frown line is heavy on his forehead as he reaches up, spreads his palms on my backside and dips his head, kissing my stomach again. He's behaving peculiarly. What's wrong? I can't keep my concern to myself any longer. He smiles, but it doesn't reach his eyes.
Nothing, he says unconvincingly. Nothing's wrong.
No sooner am I preparing to challenge him, his face is buried in the apex of my thighs, and my legs have buckled.
Oh!
My head flies back, and my grip on his hair tightens. In one delicious lick, he has me lock, stock, and the niggling urge to press him is forgotten. He moves his grip to my hips, causing me to jerk wildly. He's the only thing holding me up. I feel his hot, skillful tongue circle my hypersensitive nub of nerves, rounding with slow, precise movements before delving deep into my core. There is not a single bit of me he's not exploring.
I need a shower, I complain.
I need you,
he mumbles against me. I'm sent into a melting mess as he increases the pressure, digging his fingers into my hips as I grind against his mouth. It's only a matter of seconds before I'm falling to pieces, the surging pressure crashing down into my groin, having me holding my breath, with my heart jumping into my throat.
You taste incredible. Tell me when you're close.
I'm close, I gasp on a long rush of breath. Holy shit, I'm close.
Someone's keen this morning.
A hand is removed from my hip, and two fingers plunge into me, sending me into orbit.
Oh, shit, I shout. Please,
I must be ripping his hair out.
Watch your fucking mouth,
he scolds me, between powerful, even strokes. He can't tell me off for swearing during these moments. It's his fault for putting me through this. He stretches my opening with his fingers, circling and thrusting, while working my clit with his thumb and lapping at my sensitive lips with his tongue. It's a torturous pleasure that I could endure forever if it wasn't for the increasing pressure weighing down on me, demanding release.
Jesse,
I shout desperately. With a few more measured strokes of his fingers, thumb and tongue, I'm hurled off the edge of a cliff and free-falling into nothing, the banging of my dehydrated brain replaced with sparks of pleasure. I'm cured. He laps and sucks, slowly and gently, easing me down at a steady rate, my body relaxing and my heart rate leveling out as I trace slow, light circles in his hair.
You're the best hangover cure, I exhale on a long, satisfied breath. You're the best everything cure,
he counters, his tongue tracing up the middle of my stomach, between my breasts, as he rises to his feet. He continues the trail up my neck, tilting my head on a groan as he laps up my taut throat.
Now,
he kisses my chin softly.
I'm going to fuck you in the shower.
He tugs my chin so my head comes back down, giving him access to my lips.
Deal?
Deal, I agree. What a stupid question. I've not had him for 4 days. I take my time, running my palms down his lovely chest, settling my eyes on his evil scar.
Don't even ask. How's your head?
I snap my eyes from his scar, back up to his eyes, finding he's looking at me with a warning look.
Yeah, I won't be challenging that tone or that face.
Better, I answer. His face softens and he looks down at his boxers. I take the hint, slipping my hand into the waistband, brushing his hair with the back of my hand and skimming over his morning erection. I flick my eyes to his and find them regarding me carefully, and when I move in closer, he takes the opportunity to lower his forehead onto mine, blessing me with his signature minty breath. We're surrounded by steam now, condensation settling all over us as I slip my hands around the back of his boxers, smoothing my palms over his tight, extraordinary arse. I love this, I whisper, molding my palms over his cheeks. He rolls his forehead against mine.
It's all yours, baby.
I smile my approval and smooth my palms back to the front, grasping his thick, pulsing arousal at the base.
I really love this.
He groans in appreciation, swooping down to claim my lips, raiding my mouth possessively, forcing me to release my grip of his hard length and take my hand back to his arse. I'm yanked into his chest,
getting a full impact blow of his hardness pushed into my groin. The urgent need to have him inside me has me breaking our kiss and tugging at his boxers to get them down his long, lean legs. He releases one hand from my bum to assist, his boxers soon rid of, his massive erection pointing straight at me. This is going to be a shock and awe moment. I'm right. I'm swiftly grabbed around the waist and pulled upward against his heaving body. "Get your thighs around my waist," he growls against my neck as he sucks and bites at me. I comply without a thought, wrapping my legs around his waiting body when he lifts me, his arousal slipping over my swollen entrance, causing a desperate cry to escape my mouth. "Oh, God!" I gasp. He crashes his lips against mine, moaning as our tongues perform a ceremonial dance in our mouths, my hands smoothing down his stubble as he holds me with one arm wrapped around my waist and walks us into the shower. I'm immediately pinned against the tiles, his palm slapping into the wall above my head as he worships my mouth, hot water raining down all around us. "This is going to be hard, Ava," he warns. "You can scream." Oh, Lord, help me. I'm burning all over, and it has nothing to do with the hot water pouring all over us. I move my hands around to grip his back, when I feel him rear back, ready to enter me, my thighs relaxing to give him room. Bringing his hand down from the wall, he guides himself to my entrance, looking straight into my eyes as the head of his erection probes at me. I shiver. "You and me," he says as he lowers his lips to mine, kissing me ravenously. "Let's not fight it anymore." And on a sharp shift of his hips, he thrusts upward, filling me to the absolute hilt, slamming his hand back into the wall beside my head on a roar. "God!" I scream. "No, baby, that's me." He strains between powerful thrusts, pushing me farther up the tiled wall. "Feels good, doesn't it?" I claw at him, trying to get some grip, but the pounding water at his back is making it impossible to hold him. "Ava?" "Yes!" I throw my head back, panting and crazy with pleasure, as with each hard strike, he pushes me further toward absolute ecstasy. I feel his lips close around my exposed throat, the water making them skim and slide over my flaming skin. "You feel so fucking perfect," he groans against my throat, continuing with his strong, voracious tempo. "Remember yet?" Oh, this is a reminder, fuck. He has no need to worry. There's not a chance I could ever forget. "Ava, have you remembered yet?" he barks, making a point of slamming out each word. "I never forgot," I cry, helpless to his punishing crashes against my body. I release his back, knowing he'll hold me in place, and pull his face up to mine, my hands brushing away the pouring water that's trailing down his face. His eyes lift to find mine. "I never forgot," I cry through hard slams. Feeling him move inside me, feeling him tremble with the intensity of our joined bodies moving together, has my emotions tackling me from every angle. He gasps, tilting his head to claim my lips. It's a kiss of significance, and I melt into it. He moans into my mouth as I hold onto his face, soaking up the passion radiating from every pore of his body. He pounds on, hard and fast, and as our mutual hunger assails us and I reach the point of no return, I lock my thighs around his narrow hips, every muscle in my body bracing for the snap and release that's on the horizon. He shudders, mumbling incoherent words against my lips. "Oh, fucking hell!" He throws his head back,
Jesus fucking Christ! Jesse, please, I cry. This is bordering on unbearable. I don't know what to do with myself.
He brings his eyes back down to mine. They're dark and hooded. I'm slightly concerned.
Harder, Ava.
What? Oh, God. He's going to rip me in half.
Answer the question,
he demands.
Yes,
I scream. Can this get any harder? He growls deep in his throat, increasing his thrusts to an even more determined, purposeful pace, a pace that I never would have thought possible. I tighten my thighs to the point of pain, but that just increases the friction and subsequently my pleasure.
Jesse!
I'm thrown over the threshold, erupting around him on a scream, the loud groan that bursts from his lips, signalling he's with me as he holds himself deep inside me, his big body jerking as he bellows my name. I feel the warm sensation of his release within me, and I drop my head to his shoulder, my heart beating a fast staccato in my chest. Oh, my God! I'm held in place with one arm, the forearm of his other resting against the wall, his face buried in my neck. He's breathless, and my muscles are naturally bonding to his beating length as he rocks gently into me. The shower is pouring down on us, but I can still hear our ragged breaths over the pounding water.
Holy shit,
he whispers through his suppressed breathing. I sigh. Yes, holy shit indeed. That was beyond intense. My mind is like jelly, and I know I won't be able to stand if he tries to put me down. As if reading my mind, he turns us so his back is against the tiles and slides down the wall, taking me with him, so I'm straddling his lap on the shower floor. My face is planted on his chest, and I can still feel him pulsing inside me. I'm totally wrecked. My hangover has been chased away, but it's been replaced with complete exhaustion. I close my eyes as I lay peacefully, stuck to his sharp body.
Lady, you're mine forever,
he says softly, as he strokes my wet back with both hands. My eyes open, and many thoughts invade my recuperating brain, but the loudest one is screaming, I want to be. I don't say it, though. After having my realization, I'm petrified I'm going to be left, restoring a broken heart. My damn willpower sucks, but I can't resist him. Are we friends? I ask, resting my lips on his chest and kissing my way around his nipple.
We're friends, baby.
I smile into his chest. I'm glad.
Me too, he says quietly. So glad.
Where have you been?
It doesn't matter, Ava.
It matters to me, I argue quietly.
You asked for space. I'm back. That's all that matters.
He clinches my bum and pulls me closer to him, his softening length of muscle stroking me deliciously. I sigh and peel myself from his chest, lifting my heavy eyes to his. I need to wash my hair. He pushes my wet locks away from my face and drops a gentle kiss on my lips.
Are you hungry yet?
I am, actually. Hangover sex has built me up an incredible appetite.
Very.
I climb off him, reaching for the shampoo. Is this it? I look at the shampoo, then to Jesse. No conditioner?
No, sorry.
He pushes himself up from the shower floor, taking the bottle from my hand and squeezing some into my hair.
I want to do it.
I relinquish hair-washing duties, letting him lather up my hair, his big palms gently sweeping over my head.